Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been delayed.
The pause in the fighting will make way for the exchange of hostages held by Hamas and prisoners held by Israel. A statement from the director of the National Security Council says all of that will not happen before Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this does not mean the end of the war.
We will continue eliminating Hamas in the north, by the way, and in the south. We will continue that effort until we have an absolute victory.
Through an interpreter, the Prime Minister also said Israel wants all of the 240 hostages returned. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
American forces have intercepted multiple attack drones launched from Yemen. U.S. Central Command says the drones were launched from Houthi-controlled areas of the country at an American warship on patrol in the Red Sea. CENTCOM says the ship wasn't damaged and there were no injuries to the crew. Two people died Wednesday when their car exploded on the U.S. side of the U.S.-Canada border crossing near Niagara Falls. This man was there.
Within seconds, everything was in flames. Tick, 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 smoke.
New York's governor says there's no indication this was a terrorist attack. More on the incident from CBS's Michael George.
A preliminary federal law enforcement assessment obtained by CBS News says the vehicle hit a curb or embankment, crashed through a fence, and landed in a secondary inspection area, then caught fire and exploded. The incident the day before Thanksgiving initially raised security concerns on both sides of the border.
More than a dozen cars of a CSX train carrying chemicals derailed Wednesday in a remote part of eastern Kentucky, about 60 miles south of Lexington. WKYT-TV reporter Phil Pendleton was near the scene.
Not a lot of roads are in that area. Emergency crews were trying to get there on foot, sending drones up to get video and pictures.
Incidents of shoplifting and organized retail crimes have some of us reconsidering whether to go to stores or just order everything online. CBS's Carter Evans on what stores are doing to keep shoppers safe.
If we don't do something soon, for our stores are going to be out of business.
Aaron Jones provides armed guards to businesses. He says the number of requests has tripled since 2020.
They realize that they have to do something to protect people.
Now, in addition to hiring extra security, some retailers are experimenting with new store layouts to deter shoplifters. It's estimated that U.S. retailers lost $112 billion to retail theft last year, and that is a record.
A huge brawl between fans at a stadium in Rio de Janeiro delayed the start of the South American World Cup qualifying match between Argentina and Brazil for 27 minutes. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
partly cloudy overnight with a low of 28. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 36 tomorrow. 15 tomorrow night, mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 28. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 36 tomorrow. 15 tomorrow night, mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been delayed.
The pause in the fighting will make way for the exchange of hostages held by Hamas and prisoners held by Israel. A statement from the director of the National Security Council says all of that will not happen before Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this does not mean the end of the war.
We will continue eliminating Hamas in the north, by the way, and in the south. We will continue that effort until we have an absolute victory.
Through an interpreter, the prime minister also said Israel wants all of the 240 hostages returned. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
American forces have intercepted multiple attack drones launched from Yemen. U.S. Central Command says the drones were launched from Houthi-controlled areas of the country at an American warship on patrol in the Red Sea. CENTCOM says the ship wasn't damaged and there were no injuries to the crew. Two people died Wednesday when their car exploded on the U.S. side of the U.S.-Canada border crossing near Niagara Falls. This man was there.
Within seconds, everything was in flames. Thick, 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 thick smoke.
New York's governor says there's no indication this was a terrorist attack. More on the incident from CBS's Michael George.
A preliminary federal law enforcement assessment obtained by CBS News says the vehicle hit a curb or embankment, crashed through a fence, and landed in a secondary inspection area, then caught fire and exploded. The incident, the day before Thanksgiving, initially raised security concerns on both sides of the border.
More than a dozen cars of a CSX train carrying chemicals derailed Wednesday in a remote part of eastern Kentucky, about 60 miles south of Lexington. WKYT-TV reporter Phil Pendleton was near the scene.
Not a lot of roads are in that area. Emergency crews were trying to get there on foot, sending drones up to get video and pictures.
Incidents of shoplifting and organized retail crimes have some of us reconsidering whether to go to stores or just order everything online. CBS's Carter Evans on what stores are doing to keep shoppers safe.
If we don't do something soon, for our stores are going to be out of business.
Aaron Jones provides armed guards to businesses. He says the number of requests has tripled since 2020.
They realize that they have to do something to protect people.
Now, in addition to hiring extra security, some retailers are experimenting with new store layouts to deter shoplifters. It's estimated that U.S. retailers lost $112 billion to retail theft last year, and that is a record.
A huge brawl between fans at a stadium in Rio de Janeiro delayed the start of the South American World Cup qualifying match between Argentina and Brazil for 27 minutes. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 28 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny, tomorrow 36, lows around 15, tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you joining us the day before Thanksgiving. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and we always love to hear from you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-
party.
Thank you, Greg Buck. Busy, busy show coming up. Coming up in hour two, right after 11 o'clock, Rami Makhlouf is going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little sports. He is also a stand-up comedian. And then at 11:33, Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com. He's their entertainment guy. Going to tell us what movies we should be checking out this holiday weekend, as well as we get closer to Christmas. And then coming up at 11:50, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot with our segment called Wine and Weather.
Okay, so I didn't win. All right, cool.
I'm sorry. I'm going with that one.
Whatever.
We did do a poll yesterday on our social medias, correct?
Greg Buck? Especially the Twitter came back with a good response. The question was, what are your Thanksgiving plans? And out of 64 votes, thank you everyone who went to As Goes Wisconsin.
Don't give the results yet.
I'm not.
Okay.
I was thanking people for going.
64 votes.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. I'm done.
And what were the categories?
Too late. You could have chosen traveling. You could have chosen staying home. You could have chosen not celebrating or just bring on Christmas.
Just skip over Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
So I know a lot of people who just don't care about Thanksgiving.
Which I think, and I love Thanksgiving. I do. I think it's a great holiday. Well, we will reveal the results of our show poll coming up a little bit later on in this hour. Also, all morning long, we would love to hear from you about what you are thankful for. And if you want to text it in or email it in, that would be wonderful. Again, you can text it at 844-967-2789. And if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment right there, and we will see that as well. Right now, though, we're going to start off with the redistricting arguments that went before the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday, and they were only a couple of minutes into it. I mean, literally, just a couple of minutes into it.
A few seconds.
When Justice Ann Bradley jumped in with this. Calvin, do we have that sound?
And may it please the court. The Wisconsin Constitution's redistricting requirements are not optional.
Counsel, where were you? Where were your clients 2 years ago? Because we've already been through this. Redistricting happens once every 10 years after the census. All of the issues that you're bringing actually could have been brought before this court 2 years ago. So why did your clients sit on their rights?
Well, of course, the map that would govern the next elections, as I mentioned, was not known at that point. And so even if for 50 years there was a constitutional violation, there was no way to know that there was going to be one going forward. And so I'm unaware of any authority that would say that if you don't raise a constitutional claim in 12 days, that you're forever precluded from raising that claim in the future when you have no idea that that claim is going to arise for the particular map that is going to be put into place.
So that was how things kicked off yesterday, and it kind of evolved from there. I mean, there was even little snipey exchanges between some of the justices.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Bradley. Don't be a jerk.
When she was referring about why did you wait until this court, she was, of course, referring to their newest member, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who has rejected calls from GOP leaders to recuse herself from this lawsuit after she called the state's electoral maps when she was campaigning as rigged. And don't forget, Justice Janet was elected overwhelmingly in April with an 11-point margin.
Mm-hmm. And there's something interesting that was talked about earlier today on Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, is this argument doesn't really hold water as 50 years after Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision came down. They waited and waited and waited and waited.
Until they got the court they wanted.
Exactly. So, Justice Bradley, if you're going to be prescribing any sort of like advice as far as how to bring up your cases, I think you should really look to the past, you know, couple years and, you know, don't sit down and listen. You let him talk for 7 seconds.
Before she interrupted
him. Before you had to have your own voice be heard.
His name is Gaber. He disputed Justice Bradley's assessments about the contiguous argument. It's about whether or not these districts have to touch. The petition to the court argues the existing maps retaliate against some voters based on their viewpoint and free speech, violating Wisconsin's guarantee of free speech. It also treats some voters worse than others based on their political views and where they live, in violation of Wisconsin's guarantee of equality. and violates the promise of a free government found in the Wisconsin Constitution.
I don't think I ever told you this, but I worked in local government back in 2010 when they were redrawing the maps, and municipalities had a part in that. Like, they would give their recommendations, and I remember talking to our city administrator at the time. He pored over them. He took his time. He did not just draw a Democratic map. He didn't just say whatever. He goes, I'm drawing these, but I know they're not going to listen. I know they're not going to take this at all. They're not going to. He was being fair. He was being methodical about it. And he's just like, this is pointless.
And was it ultimately rejected?
It was like they took his information, but they never like acted on it.
Implemented it.
They knew what they were going to do already.
Yeah.
And that's no.
Well, and again, I think, say what you will, the support for Justice Janet, I think, was largely behind wanting fair maps. I think people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, and certainly independents, want fair.